quick demo for Beerman's friend who is stuck using their virtual MIDI keyboard, I think because it's in the Docker. So if I switch to a Reaper tab where I've made this happen, I've got this track, and when I hit Alt B on it to try and play the virtual MIDI keyboard,
enabled view, show virtual MIDI keyboard,
it tells me that, but no sound will play. I can't use the letters. And like if I try pressing keys that are assigned to things like bypass, for example,
FX bypassed, FX,
they still go to Reaper instead of going to the virtual MIDI keyboard. So that's happened because although the virtual keyboard is on screen, it's in the Docker and Focus doesn't go to it. The easiest way to get that out that I know of is to use Control, Alt, Shift, up or down arrows. And I say it could be either because there's sort of areas of the screen that this will move through. On my machine, I went up a few times, Control, Alt, Shift, up. On your machine, it might be down, depending on like how your Reaper windows are configured. Explore both those directions until you find this.
Reaper.property page.
Reaper.property page. So that is where you need to be, and then hit the Applications key or Shift F10.
Context menu.
And the first option.
Dock virtual MIDI keyboard in Docker checked, D.
At the moment, that's checked, right? You want to hit enter on it to uncheck it.
Virtual MIDI keyboard dial.
And now. Yay! And we can close it with Alt B.
Unsave project prompt.
We go back to the track list, we open it again.
Virtual MIDI keyboard.
And it works. Once you've got this out of the Docker, I would say it's good measure to go to the view menu, Alt V.
Master track control.
Go down in here.
Temp mic flip monitor video Docker checked, D.
Until you get to Docker and you heard that's checked as well, right? Hit enter on that to uncheck it because we don't need the Docker for anything.
Unsave.
And then you could save the project as your default settings as well.